This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, they're tough to beat when they're away from their home stadium, which is kind of an outlier in this league, especially when you look at the home field advantage that they have with their fans, with their stadium. And hopefully we get our fans nice and loud this weekend, and we'll have quite a home field advantage here.
Head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur, has navigated this team to a 13-3 record, and that's earned them the NFC North. It has earned them the right to host this game, maybe another. But the Packers have to win this game first. The Seattle Seahawks coming in on Sunday, 5:40. Remember, after the game, the Green and Gold postgame show with Bill and Gary, and then Green and Gold overtime. So we'll be on the air until at least 1 a.m. on Monday morning, and then Chuck and myself back Monday morning to talk about this weekend with you. Mike Clemens, a big part of those shows, big part of the coverage. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Coach Clem, what's happening?
Hey, Clem.
Morning, boys. This Eagles-Seahawks game on Sunday, highest-rated show in television since last year's Super Bowl. And during the broadcast part, no, you know what Collingsworth was saying, because he kept repeating it like you said.
Yeah.
But his take was this. He was scolding the league why they didn't take this guy. DK Metcalf was the ninth receiver taken. And he came into the combine, and there's all that, you know, the combine turns into this gossip mill. Either it starts in the media, or usually starts with the scout. Some team says, oh, we got some dirt on this guy, but this, that, the other thing. And the next thing you know, his stock goes way down. Even though he runs a 4.3 or, you know, does great in the three-cone shuttle and, you know, benches however many times, and he just looks like an athletic freak. And Collingsworth said, at the combine, I thought he'd, coming out of the combine, I thought he'd be the seventh or eighth pick overall in the first round. And this guy falls all the way to the number two pick. And, you know, it's like Ryan, like Horvat said the other day, too. Sure, it's great that you know, Elgton Jenkins steps in, left guard, according to Pro Football Focus, hasn't given up a sack all year. You know, very good for pass protection as a rookie, so Aaron Rodgers appreciates that. But would you rather have that, or would you have 4'3", you know, at 230 pounds and a truck coming down the field? So that's where Collingsworth is coming through. And I thought the same thing. When you get to the combine and those guys that are really into college scouting, it's like, okay, you know, whatever, we'll see. Because, it's a track meet, the combine. But you talk to some of these kids, and then it doesn't take long to find out that Josh Rosen is kind of a jerk. And, okay, Baker Mayfield, he's ready for prime time, but let's see if he's a quarterback. But this Josh Allen kid sounds like a young Brett Favre, and guess who's in the playoffs and who's, you know, out looking for jobs. So
did you think, was Metcalf on Gutekunst's board at all? Because did they look at it that, hey, they drafted three wide receivers the previous year. There's no need to draft another wide receiver.
That's probably part of it. Yeah, that's probably the thinking. And you know, the needs were going to – obviously he felt his needs was a tight end. That's why, well, you know, Jace went a couple of picks after that in the third round. But, that's what Collingsworth is asking. What was wrong with this kid? Why didn't he go in the top 10? He's a freak, you know. Why? But John Schneider takes these guys. He takes crazies. He does, and then somehow Pete Carroll turns them into football players.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Mike Clemens, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Mike, of course, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. Gaming, dining, shows, hotel, and spa. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. So we referenced Elgton Jenkins, and he was out with the cold yesterday, or flu or whatever. The bug has gone through that locker room. Billy Turner also has been out for a different reason, at least getting some time here in this bye week, which has been good for him, and I think for a lot of these guys, Mike.
Yeah, you forget that these offensive linemen are playing through all kinds of things. I mean, Brian Bulaga is playing with a sprained MCL. Remember about a month ago, he dislocated one of his fingers in two different places and some knucklehead on Twitter said something about, you know, what's the big deal about that? Well, it's okay. Well, I want you to go and move a 300-pound refrigerator with just one hand because the other one's got finger to cast. I mean, fingers mean everything, particularly to a right tackle that's trying to stop in pass protection. Billy Turner's been dealing with an ankle injury. Talked to him yesterday about, you know, how important it was to get that win in Detroit and get an extra week of rest.
It was nice to win that game, to have the bye week, so not only me but the rest of the team, the rest of the staff could have a couple days off, recover, and, you know, get back as close to 100% as you can, because as you know, throughout the course of a NFL season, you know, with exception of that first day or two in training camp, you're not really 100% after that.
Well, the 2014 NFC Championship game, we haven't brought that up yet on the show, so we're going to bring it up for the first time this week, right now. And that's something that
I'd like to stat boy that one the first time in the last 25 minutes.
Okay. Well, yeah. First time in the last 25 minutes. Yeah. So I'm a little.
We went 25 minutes.
Went 25 minutes.
How about that?
You know, Dean Lowry wasn't on that team, but he was well aware of what happened back then. I'm sure some of these other guys were. There was only seven guys on this current Packer team that were around for the 2014 NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and apparently guys like, you know, Tremont and Aaron Rodgers and Nathan Crosby and David Bakhtiari, they're talking about it. And so Dean Lowry said, do you know about that game? Oh, yeah, I've heard about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just being teammates of the guys that have talked about that game, it really stands out to them because that was a great team for, you know, Green Bay that year. To lose that game was tough. So, and I watched that game too. So that game definitely stands out. And we've had some good ones. You know, even last year going to Seattle, that was a game that we needed and we lost. So I think a lot of experience between two coaching staffs and the team, and go out there and get the W.
Mike Clemens joining us, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Mike Clemens, NFL on Twitter. Chuck's at Chuck Freeman. I'm at Winks. Thanks, Ryan Horvath. And Ryan Horvath, the Fan, at 105.7 FM, the Fan. Follow all five right now if you haven't followed any of us already. Now, as far as this game again coming up, Packers and Seahawks, sure, there's the memories of the past. This is a new day. It's 5 years later. And if you're an Eagles fan, I'm thinking, well, geez, Packers can complain about that game all they want. We just had a game where we lost our quarterback because Jadeveon Clowney gave Carson Wentz a cheap shot. And I know Pete Carroll's been getting a lot of questions about that this week, Mike.
Eagles fans, it sounds like they're pulling for the Packers. I mean, they are livid. They are raging mad at a hit from behind that Jadeveon Clowney put on Carson Wentz that ended up taking out of the game. Didn't look like a dirty call to me or dirty play. They didn't throw any flags. You know, no word of any of fines. Pete Carroll's got a lot to deal with. Hey, pretty interesting press conference yesterday. You know, your guest earlier talking about Mike Iupati at left guard, but Dwayne Brown at left tackle, if he can't play, they've been using this George Fant, huge dude, 320. And see, Pete Carroll wants to run six guys on the offensive line, jumbo package. They ran that earlier in the year, but they're so short at offensive line, they can't run certain packages because they don't have enough linemen. But the number one thing that Pete Carroll's still dealing with is this Jadeveon Clowney controversy. Listen to this.
A lot of discussion about Jadeveon's hit on Carson Wentz. What was your view of that?
He hit him in the back of the head. You know, he wasn't trying to hurt him or anything. That just happened. I don't, you know, it's football. You know, and unfortunate that he got banged. You know, hate that he didn't get to play the game. But I don't know why there's much discussion about it. I mean, the guy's chasing and he dove on the guy and hit him. You know, so it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, Clowney, I don't think he's going to get fined for that at all.
But the national media arrives tomorrow in Seattle, and you know what? He'll get another two more days of questions.
Of course. Back to DK Metcalf. Carroll also talked about you know, how excited he is about this rookie of his playing in the postseason for a first time.
Yeah, Chuck, this guy comes out of Ole Miss, and like we said, you know, something negative about him comes out at the combine. John Schneider goes with him. Pete Carroll says he loves coaching this guy because he's devoted. He'll do anything that the team wants him to do.
He really does care. He wants to be on special teams. He wants to rush the punter. He's tapping us on the shoulder all the time. What more can I do? He really does take pride in all aspects of it. And he, I think it's part of it is he knows that he's capable. He knows he can help. He knows he can do stuff. He knows he can be a good blocker. He could be as good a blocker as anybody's ever played. And he knows that. And so he wants to go for it and try to be everything that's out there for him. And he'll love it about the guy. And he's just getting going. You know, then there's so many aspects to the blocking game that he'll get better at over time, recognition and technique-wise, and physically he's capable of doing all of it, but there's still a lot to learn there. And he is so willing that he's going to be great at it.
You know, talking a lot about DK Metcalf, this is going to be a big part of this game. And for him, he's coming out of college. You know, he slides a little bit, meets Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll takes his shirt off. He's like, okay, this could be a fun place to play. And then you play with a guy like Russell Wilson, and I know the Packers are already focused on making sure that he doesn't beat them in the way that Russell Wilson does beat teams by some of these extended plays, Mike.
Yeah, and one of the things that when I saw the Seahawks in a couple of preseason games, and you know Pete Carroll, he plays his first team in the preseason. They play quarters. They play halves and all that. Russell, to me, looked like at an all-time new level of speed in the backfield. I mean, he just coming out of the season, and it's been through the whole season, just some new level of play. And I thought it was interesting that during yesterday Pete Carroll's press conference, they kind of broke it down. He said, you know what, he's sliding with the protection better. And maybe that's what, you know, Schottenheimer's put in there as well, is that that whole offensive line, they're working with second and third string guys, but if you teach guys to at least slide, move, you know, the defensive lineman in one way, if the quarterback is hip that's the way the protection's going to go, he can roll out that way. He doesn't have to leave the pocket, but it gives him that extra second for a guy, you know, a rookie like Metcalf to get downfield and to get open. And that's what the key has been. Now, Darnell Savage, you know, Devontae Adams says this rookie, he said this early, he said, this kid gets it, smart. Darnell has been on the down low, mainly because he's a rookie. And there's just something about that Packers locker room, man. You could be a pro bowler in your rookie season, and they just don't talk much. He lets Tremont Williams do most of the talking for the secondary. Or sometimes, you know, King or someday, you know, the other, maybe Jair every once in a while. But he's kind of growing into that role, knowing that maybe Tremont's not back next year. And he talked about what he's looking for with Russell Wilson in the backfield.
You know, Russell Wilson's also one of the best at, you know, extending plays and keeping his eyes downfield. Plus, those receivers, they do a good job of, you know, when a play breaks down, they do a good job of turning upfield and coming back to the quarterback just to get open. It's really hard to necessarily prepare for it. You know it's coming, but, I mean, you don't necessarily know which way they're going to go. It becomes like playground football for us, so it'll be fun.
So much to this game. These guys are going to talk again tomorrow. Some media availability. We'll recap with you all that stuff on Thursday. Mike, appreciate it. We'll talk then.
Thanks, boys.
Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Chuck and Winkler, Packers, Seahawks. We continue next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.